Albany's municipal water system made it through the worst of the pandemic without a hiccup. Albany Water Commissioner Joe Coffey says when word of COVID-19 came, the water department executed policies to protect employees, the water supply, and city residents.
There was a lot of uncertainty on how this was being transmitted, so I think initially following the CDC guidance, we were concerned that any of the transmission was likely going to be through some inhalation or getting it on your face, eyes, that type of thing. So our folks are pretty used to wearing personal protective equipment. We all have, face masks. So we immediately told our guys, hey, when you're out working, make sure you've got face mask protection on. And our guys are used to wearing gloves if you're working in and around the sanitary sewers, because obviously anything that can be pathogenic can be transmitted in the sewers. Folks also had questions whether or not COVID is in drinking water. But then again, recognize that most pathogens and viruses and bacteria are killed by chlorine, and we certainly chlorinate our water, and it gets additional protection up in the Loudonville Reservoir. We have ultraviolet disinfection.
Coffey monitored daily briefings by the Albany County Health Department. He says essential workers and security guards never faltered as crews were rotated.
For example, if we have two crews on our water transmission maintenance, we'd have one crew work for a week, and then we'd have one crew stay home, and we would alternate them. That way, if one crew member got sick or got exposed and we had to put the other folks in quarantine for a time frame, we weren't going to be out of dodge. We still had other folks that could work. So we really did that for the first 3 or 4 weeks. Ironically, we had one COVID positive case, like right early the first week that this went on. So that immediately put 9 or 10 of our folks into a 2-week quarantine. Thankfully, nobody else became infected.
Though public access to the water department was closed March 15th, Coffey says a month later, much of the staff was back at work while following guidelines for social distancing and interacting. Meetings were conducted via Zoom. Shifts were staggered at the water processing plant, and mask wearing was enforced. Employees were also screened for any apparent symptoms at the beginning of every workday. Interaction with contractors and the public was conducted online, on what Coffey terms a regimented and restricted basis. Coffey says, pandemic aside, the city routinely experiences water main breaks, due in part to aging pipes, some that predate 1900, and routine wear and tear on the system. For the most part, they don't impact supply.
We do 5-year capital plans. In the last 3 or 4 years, that 5-year plan has been running about $100 million or $20 million a year. Last year, our capital investments in our water and sewer system amounted to nearly $29 million. That's been the most that has spent probably since the water board had taken the system over in the late 1980s. There's been substantial investment in the system in the last 6 years, and that's going to continue.
Coffey says the $45 million Beaver Creek Plan River project is in its final design and should go out to bid this year, with construction set to begin in 2021 and be completed in 2023. Coffey says the water department has also received grant money for other capital improvement projects.
For example, for folks that have drive around the OGS Harriman campus, there's been some construction around there. We just built a large sewage pump station around the ring road that's going to allow us to take 3 million gallons a day of wastewater, dry weather flow from the campus in SUNY, take that out of the Beaver Creek combined system and send it over to the Patroon Creek. Also, if people have been driving up around Colvin Avenue, we've had a lot of cones up there for a while. We just are completing a water booster pump station that will connect to a new tank. We built a 1 million gallon tank on the Harriman campus, working with OGS, and that's going to help us increase pressures up in the upper Washington Avenue area heading out towards SUNY and Fuller Road. So we continue to make these improvements in the system.
Coffey says there are many more ongoing and planned projects. He notes Albany's Alcove Reservoir, in place since 1929, is one of the best municipal water supply sources in the Northeast and has been carefully conserved. Former EPA Regional Administrator Judith Enck agrees clean drinking water from the alcove is Albany's most important asset.
It's important that that water be protected. Within the environmental regulatory arena, there's a term called source water protection, which means you protect it at the source. as opposed to spending massive amounts of money trying to filter out contaminants after there are levels of contamination in it.
Coffey notes when PFAS contamination first made headlines a few years ago, Albany tested its water to be on the safe side and found none. He adds even the way wastewater is channeled through the sewer system has been carefully planned out.
These catch basin and inlets are part of a combined sewer that they're going to go ultimately to the Hudson River. And some of them are in separate sewers that don't get, you know, they go directly to a water body. Some go to ponds.
The complete conversation with Coffey is available at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.